Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I have dreamed a dream of every common man. The time I have sworn by my blood as your man, my love, that one day, I promise one day your heartache would stop, but I never, 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 never change. I never change one single grain of sand. But just love in a common man. I want to thank you this evening. Oh, I thought that I felt you so. But that's when you turned around and looked me in the eyes, and you let me know. You said, and you said it softly, I didn't have to worry about being a common man. You said, David, you don't have to worry about rising to the top. You said, I didn't have to swear by my blood. But oh, baby, that one day your heartache would stop. Then you put your arms around me and you said, you never, 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 never care. If I never change one single grain of sand, you said, I love. Common man. Well, my gratitude just keep on growing. Yeah, for recognizing me. I thank you, baby. Yeah, for respecting me. Yeah, I'm on thank you, baby. For in a time of need.
As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad, and we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise. In the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you, we say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly salamjournal.com and salamjournal.org, which is now the Hiram 1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, let me say unto you all, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth and beyond. This is the platform for black education, black liberation, and black edification. This is your platform, the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled The Blood Chronicles, Part 1. Here comes the collapse and the rise. Now, I'm going to tell you off rip that this show is not going to go according to plan. If you listen to the tone of my voice during the intro, it was not like normal. It is because Blog Talk Radio is blocking me from accessing part of my board. And I was trying to get it up online before the show started. Every time it just shuts down and my virus protections are telling me that it's being hit by a virus or whatever. So this is coming directly from Blog Talk. This is not coming from anywhere else. This is coming from Blog Talk Radio itself, black man and black woman, and all of those who are listening. So I'm letting you know this. So they're impeding the show. They've already blocked me off the show multiple times, rescheduled the show multiple times without even coming to me, asking me or anything, sending me an email, a letter, or whatever. See, this is what is going on. And you would think that they would have more pressing issues at hand. More of their attention should be paid to larger shows, right? But no, it is paid to this show. Why? Because they know that this show is, bar none, the most informative, educational, and empowering show on the world wide web. They are so concerned that we may get an extra one, or extra 10, or extra 1,000 people to listen to this show. But we're going to go ahead anyhow until they knock me off, because I do believe, because I'm constantly being hit by this, so I do believe, black men and black women, that at some point during the show, that either they will mute me, knock you off, or knock me off, because right now it's telling me that it's being hit. So, but we're going to go into this, and we're going to do our best to try to continue to keep the show going until we can't. I want to share with you all a few things that's been going on, okay? You know that as Muslims, we go through a lot of stuff. Well, as black people in America and around the globe, we go through a lot of stuff, especially in this change of worlds. And our faith gets tested and tried. Our patience get worn, and we just go through so much, you know, in this world as it goes out. So I want to offer a little bit of inspiration to all of you all who are going through some things, okay? You're not the only one that goes through things. It's how you handle things, you know, that determines your character, determines your worth, determines your faith and ability. Some of you have a million excuses why not to do X, Y, and Z. Like, why I'm talking to you, I'm being hit by multiple viruses. And this is the first time that these viruses have happened like this, okay, live on the air. So as I'm trying to, and what I'm thinking I'm going to do is shut down all of the screens on the computers, and I'm going to try to bring them back up as I talk to you. But I want to share a few things with you, if you bear time with me, okay? Some of you, and this goes right along with the Blood Chronicles, Part 1. Here comes the collapse and the rise, because as the collapse intensifies, there will be revolution, there will be insurrection, there will be civil discord, civil disobedience. As a matter of fact, you see that all around the globe right now, and a lot of people are having things that are forcing them to reflect on their lives and how they're going to do this, and if this takes place, what will happen and all this. But I want to share with you something, because a lot of you walk away from things. And the reason I'm saying this to you is because a brother that used to cut my hair, I cut hair too, but a brother used to cut my hair at his barbershop. And he used to come to the temple meeting. And he's an older brother, very older brother. One day I was riding past his barbershop, and he flagged me down, but I wasn't paying attention to this. And this will tie in. Just give me time, okay? And so he flagged me down, and I wasn't really paying attention. And my daughter was sitting in the back seat. She said, "Oh, Dad, you know the man at the barbershop that you always go see?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "He was trying to get your attention." I said, "Okay." I said, "So on my way back, I'll see if he's there." So on my way back, he was not there. I guess he took him a lunch break or something. So maybe 2 or 3 days later, I rolled back by and I saw him outside. So I pulled over there. And so this guy, you know what he told me? He was so frustrated with the state of affairs within the NOI, within the so-called Muslim community, that he told me, he said, "I have something for you." And it was his FOI uniform. He gave it to me. He was going to throw it away. He said, "I figured that you would be able to give it to a brother or sister." This is the frustration that people go through, okay? And it hurt my heart. I smiled. I said, "Brother, you sure about this?" He was like, yeah. Instead of me just getting rid of it, give it to a brother or sister, you know. So I gladly took the uniform and I put it in my closet next to my uniform. So the moral of the thing is that he was overcome. And he was confused because he took on mixed instructions also. He was going to these people over here and going to these people over here and going to that church over there and going to that Masonic lodge over there and going to this and going to that. And it caused grief to build up, caused dismay to build up, caused so many things to build up in him till he just broke. But the character in you shines when you are under pressure. You know, you don't get diamonds unless the coal is under tremendous pressure. Tremendous pressure, tremendous heat, tremendous pressure. And so in my life, I've been under tremendous pressure. And I usually don't share my personal life like this, but I'm going to show it because I want you to understand the time that we're living in. These are the blood chronicles. You're going to look, nobody will be untouchable in this here. The unrighteous will have to suffer along with the righteous. And those who are striving to be upright. A few days ago, last week, my daughter, my oldest daughter, went missing. It was all over. We had it all over the web, all over the news. She went missing. We finally found her. Oh, man, that was a blessing. We found her alive. And what was beautiful about this, she can handle herself. She's 13 years old, but she can handle herself. She's fluent in jiu-jitsu. She's fluent in judo. And she's a master in the bar at Kung Fu, so she was able to handle herself, you know, and no peon was going to just do nothing to her, you know, and this is why I say that a lot of black people should get their children in martial arts. So she was successful in coming home. At the same time, we got her home. We had two or three other news reports that other children were not that successful. I'm talking about just in the city. Were killed. You understand what I'm saying? And on top of that, a few days later, my son, my baby boy, and we have a lot of other stuff going on, but my baby boy was running through the house, and he ran through my room, and he ran through the hallway, ran right in the kitchen, and he got scalded. We had to, for the last few days, we had to have him down at the burn center down in Gainesville, Florida, 5 hours away from us. And yet I'm still putting articles out. Frustrated, hurt, patience worn thin, and I'm still putting articles out. And I'm still doing my duty, and I'm still trying to get the show going, even as we're getting hit by massive, massive attacks. And this is why I tell you, brothers and sisters, I don't have to do this because I've done enough shows where you don't have enough, you don't have any excuses. That's why I say to you, and I put it out there sometimes just to see if you would do it. Would you please donate to the Highlands 1555 blog for the Star and Crescent Report radio show and the blog? And it falls on deaf ear to many. But I don't have, I'm doing this out of an obligation of duty. And my responsibility and my love for the messenger, his God, and you. I don't have to do this, but I'm doing it because I know that these are the times of the blood chronicles. when there will be blood spilled on a massive level within America and around the globe, and this is a very, very crucial time as we look at the collapse of the American empire. This is a very, very trying time for the American empire, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you this. So I'm going to talk to you all, and I'm talking to you all, but I'm trying to reset the computers also. One is down. One completely is down. And so I'm trying to reboot the other one because, man, they hit me on both ends. I'm telling you. I mean on both ends. But Allah is God. So maybe he allowed this to happen so that I could share this with you. Because I wasn't going to do, I was going to go right into the talking and reading the news clips and explaining to you the situation within America. But I'm here and I'm talking to you and I'm sharing to you something that's very personal. Because I see a lot of you so-called men, you punkish. And I'm sick of this. Some of you are punkish, talking about you'll do this and you'll do that and you believe this and you believe this. And at every sight of trouble, you cower and run. It's amazing to me that you have the goals to point out other people's shortcomings when you yourself are not doing what's incumbent upon you in this time. Because this white man, he is under tremendous strain, tremendous stress. His world is collapsing right in front of you. And you don't see it. You are too busy, concerned with the NBA. What else is out? The Major League Baseball, I guess. I can be wrong about that. You are too concerned about frivolous and fleeting things in a time where America is under severe pressure. It's so severe that the disagreements beyond the power elite is bubbling over into public view. This shows you, you do not understand where we are. I'm asking you this because some of you act as though you don't understand that we're in the judgment of America. America is number one on God's hit list for destruction. This is why she is under tremendous pressure, more pressure than any other. This is why the strain is breaking her economy. This is why the strain is breaking her military. This is why the strain is blowing back domestically, causing the fall and implosion of the domestic economy, which is putting the elite against the elite, making the people within America rise up against their governance and making the governments who are supposed to represent the people who elected them and selected them for that to disregard the will of the people. Everybody is fighting for survival. This is a new day here, the dawn of a new time. The old world is going out and a new world is being established, and you act like you don't see it or that you don't know it or that you don't care about it. You got to get this out of your head and get this out of your mind right now, that sports and play is better and more rewarding than a clear understanding, a clear-cut understanding of the time and what must be done. I often and always say to you all that it is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. That is not to say that your life will not be touched by what's going on. That is to say, as the book tells you, gird your loins this day. I demand it of thee. Is that not God talking, telling you to stop being a punk? Stop being sissified. And stand up to your duties and your obligations in a world that is completely crashing and burning right in front of you. You understand? So I'm trying to get my dashboard up, but I want to talk to you. There's so many things going on today. So many things going on today that is putting strain upon the American empire. I wish I had my tablet here because while this is going on, I could talk to you via my tablet also. And brothers and sisters, we're also going through a heavy rainstorm on this side too, so it might go in and out also. So I'm telling you, none of this is easy. To do this show For those of you who have been listening to the show, we've been on the air for 10 years. 10 years. You know, as the show has grown, especially in the last 5 years, we have been having so many obstacles and pitfalls laid before us and that is trying to keep you from growing with the show and trying to keep you from embracing the show by putting up roadblocks and obstacles, by cutting you off, by rescheduling the show. You going to the Blog Talk Radio looking for the show, and then the show has been rescheduled. Or you going to Blog Talk Radio looking for the show, and there's no show scheduled, even though we scheduled the show. It takes you in this time to show your character, just like we're trying to show our character. See, this is a time of the manifestation of defects. In this time that this white man is going to catch hell, the heat, the pressure that is going to be brought to bear on him will also show your worth. Your worth will be shown in the midst of all this. You can't put a clump of coal, as I said, into the fire under extreme pressure and then not turn to diamonds. But if you put it in there the wrong way, it'll crumble. Some of you are crumbling because you're not handling the truth the right way. You're doing it for debate. That's what you like to do. You like to debate on foolishness. And in a world that is completely going down right in front of you, you want to spend your time sciencing up everything and want to argue back and forth over foolish things. You need to be ashamed of yourself. All right? Man, I tell you what. This thing is starting to really, really make me mad, because it is not allowing me to get my... I see the switchboard. I see the switchboard is up. I see Rashid's hands up. I'm trying to click on it to bring you in, Rashid. So you got to bear with me, because every time I do something like that, it seems as though it is the screen just virus attacks or whatever, and the whole thing just freezes over, and my virus protection comes up telling me, you know, you've been hit or whatever, this amount of virus threat was blocked, and this, you know, I'm not a computer tech, but I'm seeing what's going on right in front of me. So, Rashid, bear with me. Keep your hand up, brother. And I can't even get to the other side of the switchboard to scroll to get the clips to play for you. This is what they're doing right on the air. And right now, I'm being hit. I'm trying to get Rashid in right now. And it's saying website not responding, virus threat, whatever. So we just got to bear with this. This is live on the air. I have no control over this. I'm here. I can say that. I'm here. I finally got through. And with all this stuff that's going on in my life, I'm here trying to tell you the time and what we see coming now. Man, this white man, he sees it himself. He sees it himself. As a matter of fact, this conservative white man, he was talking about the situation in the American economy, right? I mean, come on, man. He's talking about America's catching hell. He's talking about the world economy. Listen, we're going to go back to October the 23rd by Michael Schneider. He has an article, and I'm going to read a couple of them, since Blog Talk Radio is not allowing me to get the clips for you. Then maybe we'll clip and snip a couple articles that you can still understand the time and what is going on. And as we go into these economic articles, see, because this is part one. We were going to do a part one about the economy and how it connects to the global economy, the U.S. economy, and how it connects to the global economy and what that means for you. And then we were going to do a part two talking about the situation within Syria and around the globe. And then we were going to bring it to a head with a finality on part three. The connection of all both and what it means to the salvation of the so-called American Negro and the black nation around the globe. But, again, we might have to do part four, because this seems like I'll be off the air before time. And we might have to do part one B. You see what I'm saying? Because what is going on? All right? But I can click over here now to the Economic Collapse blog, and I want to read something to you. And the article is titled, Most Americans do not believe that this chapter of American history is going to end well. This is what it says. This is a very difficult article for me to write. This is a white man, a conservative white man, who is a strong so-called pro-Christian, anti-Islamic author of three websites. Okay? So I'm reading to you his perspective after he analyzed the situation in America and around the globe through his limited eyesight. So when you look at this, I want you to concentrate on the fear and disillusionment in his writings, because it's there. This is a very difficult article for me to write. America is more divided today than it has ever been in my entire lifetime. And the very deep divisions that now exist are getting deeper with each passing day. In particular, the animosity between the political left and the political right has risen to an extremely frightening level. Stop right there. Let's go to Paul of America real quick, okay? As he's talking. Because I want you to understand that everything that he's saying is written and spoken of by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that this day would happen as America continues to enter the turmoil of the judgment and the chastisement, that the divisions would be put on the government. That there would be, because they delighted in causing the divide between the black man and woman here in America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the Christian West, the white world, especially America, would be divided. This would be their dessert, their buffet, for trying to feed us division and infighting. So we're looking at that today, okay? I want you to understand that this is scripture, all right? But let's not be overlooking certain things. I want you to bear with me, okay? Because I want to read something to you. Let's go down here. Here we go, right here. Yes, I found it. Thank you, Allah, Master Brahman. So listen to this. Let me read the last sentence that I read to you, last two sentences that I read to you over again, okay? And then we're going to see what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to say about what he, this white man here, this Anglo-Christian Zionist here, okay? This guy says, America is more divided today than it has ever been in my entire lifetime, and the very deep divisions that now exist are getting deeper with each passing day. In particular, the animosity between the political left and the political right has risen to an extremely frightening level. Now listen to what he says here. Instead of learning to love those that we disagree with, we are constantly being trained to absolutely loathe them. And the pot is constantly being stirred by the mainstream media and many of our national leaders. And as both sides go at it like cats and dogs, irreparable damage is being done to our political system. Listen to this. At this point, we are not too far away from a point where this country will not be governable by anyone. Uh-oh. So we're going to read two things. And this is caused by the economic side of things, the strain of the economic pressure that is being brought to bear on the so-called wealthiest, most powerful, most influential, and the greatest nation on the earth. The so-called exceptional nation. Listen to what Elijah Muhammad says right here. He says, America, well, we'll go back one paragraph. Listen to what he says. This is the day of God Almighty to set up justice and equality throughout the earth. So when we see this going on in America, know that this is being stirred by God because there has been so much inequality. So he's going to bring those who have benefited and prospered under the inequality at odds with each other. And that will set justice in the earth because they will be fighting for survival one another. And their attention will be taken off you and I in certain ways. But listen to what he says. He is to free the black man, talking about Allah, the American so-called Negro from this deceitful, evil, and murderous enemies. America wishes to oppose the law and this work of bringing justice and freedom to her once slaves, but this is just what Allah wants. He wants America to attack him, to get the fight started, and to bring his judgment against her with the fullness of his strength and power. This is what's going on. The fight against Islam. These made up and trumped up Islamic fascists, Islamic extremists, Islamic, everything bad is associated with Islam, and then anybody with common sense know, and you can go do a degree. That Osama bin Laden was a CIA asset. This guy talking about Baghdadi is a CIA asset. Who started ISIS? It was America and Israel and the West. Who started Al-Qaeda, meaning the database? It was America. It was Israel. It was the West. So they put up these fronts to demonize Islam. They are at war with the salvation of the black man. And this is exactly what God wanted, so that he can bring his judgment against these people with the fullness of his strength and power. Listen to what he says. America is bringing about political gloom. Her politicians are unable to carve out a future for America. The plan of deceiving the so-called Negro politicians to work against their own freedom, justice, and equality that Allah has brought to them is making the so-called Negroes in high offices become the enemy of his own people's freedom, justice, and equality. Now stop right there. I'm going to skip down for a minute because I want you to hear what he says here, because it's very important. This is causing the political confusion and complete destruction of the house divided against itself. Now let's go back and rewind what this man says. This is a very difficult article for me to write. America is more divided today than it has ever been in my entire lifetime. And the very deep divisions that now exist are getting deeper with each passing day. In particular, the animosity between the political left and the political right has risen to an extremely frightening level. Instead of learning to love those that we disagree with, we are constantly being trained to absolutely loathe them. And the pot is constantly being stirred by the mainstream media and many of our national leaders. And as both sides go at it like cats and dogs, irreparable damage is being done to our political system. At this point, we are not too far away from a point where this country will not be governable by anyone. See, the division that's stoking in. See, when America had the dollar that was unchallenged, when she could just park her aircraft carriers off other people's countries and threaten them through the barrel of a gun, when she was able to just sanction nations without any retaliatory measures by these nations because the world was on the Bretton Woods thing, that dollar standard, it was all good and dandy because the white man was supreme, right? And now that she's bankrupt, she runs deficit after deficit, right? Trade deficit. Her GDP is in decline. Everything that she once dominated in, she's being overrun by China, just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Oh, how did that man know these things? See, China is used as a snare for America to help bring and chase down this man economically, politically, and militarily. And so she's feeling the pressure from abroad. And this is bringing extreme frustration and disillusionment of her leaders because they cannot no longer throw their weight and their power around without being challenged. So it's causing a great divide between those who are saying, well, maybe we should just bring our troops home, and those who know and say, if we bring the troops home, then we're going to have a war at home because we have nothing for them to do. And an economy that is in decline, so we must play hot potato with the troops and move from this, even as the economic strain is bearing down greatly on the neck of the American empire. They are more afraid of bringing the troops home, even though it would save them a little bit economically. But it would put them in the crossfire of people who have been trained for war, mentally and physically. and are losing their homes, their shirts, their families because they have no economic prosperity at home. And this in itself will cause an uprising and civil insurrection within her own borders. This is the true reason why America refuses to bring her troops home. You understand me? Yeah, this stuff economically that God is bringing to bear on America is beautiful. You can do it if you wanted to. Right? So I wanted to read that. And believe it or not, I don't think I even really ever read that. I know I posted part of the article, but I don't even think I read that part of the article. I think I read the first couple sentences before, but not even that. So we're seeing something that is going on. You cannot deny that you are seeing it and hearing it with your own eyes. And then he comes a few days later on October the 29th, and he writes an article. The boom turns into a bust. Here are 14 signs that the U.S. economy is steadily weakening. Okay? I'm still trying to access my, Rashid, I'm still trying to access the switchboard. I tried to click on you just a second ago, but, you know, it's saying not responding. So keep your hand up, brother, and I will try to get to you. I can't get to the clips. I can't get to anything, but I will try my best to get to you, brother. All right? So now I got to click back over to the page, but it's not responding at this moment. But, again, the economy is what has them frustrated. Remember, as long as the dollar reigns supreme, they worried nothing about. They were just talking about we have unlimited resources because they thought that they can print the dollar up infinitum. They thought that they could get away with this. See, but God had, he set them up for a catch-22. That's what he did. He allowed them to become arrogant, and he fed them their own blood as if it were sweet wine. What he did to them, he had them become inebriated on the vision of who they could become if they unhinged themselves from the gold standard. And so when America did that and she went around white-mailing and the nations of the earth, and then she went to the largest population on the earth, Henry Kissinger went over there and struck a deal with the Chinese. The Chinese knew what they were doing because they had already implemented the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's five-year economic plan, right? And they had already sent people over here to talk to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad assured the Chinese that they would be victorious in the Asian war. So, with this, see, because you don't get this overview, you don't get this backdrop to the situation that is now at hand. So I'm telling you this. So America, when they struck these deals, petrol will be sold in dollars, so we no longer need the gold. Then we'll transfer our manufacturing base over to China because it's cheaper, it's way cheaper. Instead of us paying these people $80 an hour, we can pay the Chinese 45 cents an hour. And then we can keep the profits. The greed of a nation is what has brought this on them, the arrogance of the American empire, the hubris of we're going to keep our foot on the chosen people of God. All of that is contributing to the economic disparity and collapse that is now underway within America. So, Mr. Snyder, and you have to bear with me because I'm talking to you off the cuff. And I'm drinking me some water because I need it. I have not slept in the last week. I think I have not slept 2 hours straight because, as I told you before, I've been going through a lot of. And right now, as I'm talking to you, the storm just knocked a branch on top of the roof. I just heard it. And you might have heard it too. I'm telling you. All praises. When this stuff goes like this, what they say, when it rains and pours, you know what I do. I sit down sometimes, I look at the situation, I get frustrated, and then I think about the promise of Allah, and I just have to say, you know what? All praise is due to Allah. It is what it is, and it will be what you want it to be. Just give me the understanding, the patience, and the determination to persevere through it and to give you glory. It is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So the title of this article is The Boom Turns Into a Bust. Here are 14 signs that the U.S. economy is steadily weakening. So Mr. Michael Snyder writes, there should no longer be any doubt that the U.S. economy is slowing down. But most Americans still don't realize what is happening because the major news networks are completely focused on the endless impeachment drama that is currently playing out in Washington. And without, you see how he threw a conservative shot? He wanted to, now in the other article he was talking about the animosity between parties. And then he throws a subliminal shot to his political rivals on the other side of the aisle. These white people, I'm telling you this, and I catch it all. I catch it all. But he says that are completely focused on the endless impeachment drama that is currently playing out in Washington. And without a doubt, that is important because it threatens to literally rip our entire nation into two. But meanwhile, economic activity has taken a very ominous turn. Hiring is slowing. Consumer confidence is plunging. Defaults on auto loans are rapidly escalating. The transportation recession continues to get deeper, and it appears that the housing bubble is popping. Everywhere we turn, there are signs of economic trouble. Now, let me go to something real quick. All right, I'm going to finish reading it. But when he says that, it drew my attention to something. Okay? So you bear with me. Like I go right off the cuff. There we go. I knew I read what he said before in Fall of America. This is what he says. Hiring is slowing. Consumer confidence is plunging. Defaults on auto loans are rapidly escalating. The transportation recession continues to get deeper, and it appears that the housing bubble is popping. Everywhere we turn, there are signs of economic trouble. And many are deeply concerned about this, what this will mean for us ahead in the pivotal election year in 2020. What did Elijah Muhammad say? In chapter 61, he has entitled, The Judgment Nears. And Muhammad says, everywhere that we look and everything that we can think about marks the end of this world. Why? Because the madness in this world, it's playing out in real time. The world wanted this, God let them have it, and now they're choking on it. They wanted to have to print up money, now they're choking on it. They wanted to have economic dominance, so they sold their manufacturing base, now they're choking on it. It's coming back to bite them. They wanted to have military dominance, well, without an economic base, a manufacturing base. Because you were so greedy, now you're choking on it as your military is broken. Okay? Everywhere we look. Right? All right, let's go further. Not since that last recession have we seen numbers this bad. The mini boom that we witnessed for several years has now turned into a bust. And very tough times are ahead. The following are 14 signs that the U.S. economy is steadily weakening. Number one, U.S. business hiring has fallen to a 7-year low. Number two, consumer confidence in the United States has now declined for 3 months in a row. Number three, defaults on subprime auto loans are happening at the fastest pace that we have had since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008 and 2009? That's when they had to intervene and dump trillions of dollars into the system to stop the imminent collapse. As a matter of fact, they talked about it on the House floor on what is the network that they have the Congress on? I forget what it's called, but it's a part of C-SPAN. That's what it was. And they were talking about if they did not do this within hours, the entire economic system would implode. So remember that, what he said. Defaults on subprime auto loans are happening at the fastest pace that we have seen since 2008. Let's go further. Number four, the percentage of subprime auto loans that are at least 60 days delinquent is now higher than it was at any point during the last recession. They don't like to use the word depression, because it incites fear, doubt, loathing, worry, despair, disillusionment, dissatisfaction. So they use a less or distracting word, recession. They don't want to use that depression. But let's go further. Number five, vacancies at U.S. shopping malls have hit the highest level since the last recession. All right? Destination Maternity has announced that they will be closing 183 stores as the worst year for store closing in U.S. history just continues to get worse. Remember, they were projecting just by a few months ago that there would be at least by July or August, there would be at least 10,000 more store closings. Remember that? One has to wonder, listen to me good, and there will be dozens of bank closings. Now, if we were to do that in real time, say, for instance, let's just use common sense for a minute. If 100 stores close, well, what are these stores? We say Sears, we say The Gap, we say this, we say that. Okay, if those are the stores, how many branches do they have? If these banks are in trouble, how many branches do they have? So the real number may far surpass what they're telling you, even though they're sugarcoating what they're telling you. So even if they say 1,000 stores, then how many branches? And then that totals up to how many jobs? And then that totals up to how many people are relying on the government to help them through unemployment? All of this is a cascading effect to economic collapse. Let's go further. The number seven, the Cass Freight Index has now fallen for 10 months in a row. Number eight, U.S. rail carload volumes have plunged. Remember, Rashid shared that with you on the, before he even uttered the word, Rashid shared it with you on the show about what's going on with the freights, with the shipping, and what he sees with his own eyes. And he's heard with his own ears in these places. So, number eight is U.S. rail carload volumes have plunged to the lowest level in 3 years. Number nine, in September, orders for Class A heavy-duty trucks were down 71%. Number 10, Tesla's U.S. sales were down a whopping 39% during the third quarter of 2019. Number 11, the bad news just keep rolling in for the real estate industry. And I, by trade, am a real estate agent. So I know what he's saying. Last month, existing home sales in the United States declined by another 2.2%, but it was really more than that. Number 12, new home prices have fallen to the lowest level in almost 3 years. Number 13, according to one recent report, 44% of all Americans don't make enough money to cover their monthly expenses. Now, that's... you need to keep your eye on that one. I'm going to read that one again. Number 13. According to one recent report, 44% of all Americans don't make enough money to cover their monthly expenses. Number 14. A recent survey found that more than two-thirds of all U.S. households are preparing for a possible recession. That means two-thirds of the people understand that something's not right. And so what they're doing is, with their meager earnings, they're trying to put away something because they see some doom, some gloom over the near horizon, right? So, listen what it goes further and says. The article says this. All over the country, economic activity is slowing down, and this is hitting many small businesses particularly hard. In Wisconsin, one aluminum firm has seen bookings plunge by 40% and was forced to lay off workers as a result. Again, that goes back to what I told you. If a 1,000 or 10,000 businesses is closing, right, if they're closing, then how many branches of those businesses are closing? And how many jobs does that translate into? Because if you tell me 10,000 businesses, and yet these 10,000 businesses each have, on average, 50 branches. Then we're talking about more and how many employed per branch. And then you have the main office. dozens of employees. So this could turn into 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000 unemployed people. So as the stores close, as the banks close, so too does jobs and financial freedom for families close off. Man, this is a recipe for insurrection, isn't it? Let's go further. So it says, Sachin Shivaram, the chief executive of Wisconsin Aluminum Foundry, started to worry this summer. See, he started to worry this summer. This summer, when orders for his brake housings and conveyor belt motors first grew scarce. Within weeks, what began as a mild concern snowballed into a business drought that has seen bookings plunge by 40%. In August, Shivaram, 38, reluctantly laid off two dozen workers, hoping to recall them when the outlook improved. It hasn't. Things are not good, he says. We didn't anticipate this level of deterioration, he said. Orders are down across the board. Of course, there are hundreds of other examples just like this one. As times get tougher, many U.S. consumers are increasingly turning to debt to help make ends meet. Now, what's bad about this? It's because this is exactly what America did. And we see that America, the government, right, and the people of America are usually a microcosm of the government of America, right? So if we saw what America did and is doing, constantly passing debt on to future generations, constantly borrowing like there's no tomorrow, which there is no tomorrow for them if you want to look at it this way, what has that situation brought to the American Republic and the American Empire? I'm asking you this. What has it brought? What we just read, plus more. It has brought grief, sorrow, disillusionment, dissatisfaction, and they are feeling the brunt of it everywhere by the unhinged spending of the American government. When they talk about spending this and spending that, you have to ask the question, where are you getting the money from? Oh, we're selling bonds. Who's buying the bonds? Well, nobody. Well, how are you selling the bonds if nobody's really buying them? You know why? They have vast offices around the world that the U.S. uses and buys them in certain locations so that they can say, oh, Sri Lanka bought these bonds. So the crack dealer is buying up his own crack, smoking it, and want you to believe that he has a lot of clients. And before you know it, you start seeing the crack dealer's teeth gone. You start seeing what was used to be shiny and flashy and fancy clothes are dirty and smelly. This is what America did, and this is what is going on. She's borrowing. She's using debt to try to prop the empire up, to try to prop the military up. And now you hear what they're saying about the American people. As times get tougher, many U.S. consumers are increasingly turning to debt to help make ends meet. So if we see the outcome of what happened to the American government itself, and we're only seeing the service level at this point, and it's bad. Boy, it's bad. What do you think will happen to the people who have limited resources and funds, unlike their government, doing the same thing that the government doing? Huh? I'm asking you this because sometimes we don't take the time to sit down and analyze these things because our minds are too preoccupied with foolishness. So on this show, you get a lesson in thought processing. You got to process what is being said and what they're saying over your head so that you can understand what is actually going on. Okay? So he goes further and says, for those at the low end of the economic food chain, getting approved for credit cards and other conventional forms of debt can be quite difficult. He's talking about the poor man in the mud. That's what he's talking about. This has opened up a door for online financial predators. And they are making a killing by making loans to people that really can't afford them so they can keep you in debt. In fact, it is being reported that online lending has become a $50 billion industry. And sometimes these loans carry annual interest rates of more than 100%. Now, if that is not criminal, then tell me what is. Well, what can you expect when the nature of the people of this country are criminal? And we can see this by their government, which is a representative of the people who elected them. The government is criminal. Look at his actions internationally. So we see a reflection of the people in the government that represents them. Do you see? Criminal. But let's go further. It's called the online installment loan, a form of debt with much longer maturities, but often the same sort of crippling triple-digit interest rate. If the payday loan's target audience is the nation's poor, then the installment loan is geared to all those working-class Americans who have seen their wages stagnate and unpaid bills pile up in the years since the Great Recession. See, they don't want to say depression. They're scared. They're scared, boy, I'm telling you. But let's go first. I'm going to try to get this. I don't know how much time is passing, but I want to get this article done so we can go to something else, and maybe I can try to get Rashid on the line and try to get access to the clips that I have. But you see the fear in them. It says, in just a span of 5 years, online installment loans have gone from being a relatively niche offering to a red-hot industry. Non-prime borrowers now collectively owe about $50 billion. That's in 5 years. That's $10 billion a year. If that's not predatory, tell me what is. But is not America predatory? What, look what she's doing to us here. And then look what she's doing to nations around the world. We're going to take Syria's oil. We're going to defend it from ISIS. Well, ISIS is eliminated, Trump says, right? Well, we're going to defend it against anybody. And anybody, including the Syrian government, that tries to attack us, we're going to use lethal force. Do you understand the madness in that thinking, that logic? And the government, the media and everybody else just goes along with it. The madness in that. That is akin to me coming into your house, first sending terrorists into your house, robbers in there. You beat back the robbers. I invade your house and go into the room with all of the all of your money, and say, if you dare come to this room, I'll use deadly force. We're gonna invite in people to come and buy the gold from us, not you, but us. We're gonna come in and give our family the money, not you, but us, on some land that's been passed down to your families for decades. Do you see the madness in this? But nobody is saying these things. But the Star and Crescent Report points it out. And I want you to go to the Star and Crescent Report today also and read the premium article that's out today. Go sign up for the premium article and read that premium article today. It is a very good article and gives you an understanding of what is going on with all of these military deployments around the globe. Something that has gone over your head. And why these things are taking place. You need to read that article, okay? But anyway, let's go further. It says, non-prime borrowers now collectively owe about $50 billion in installment products, according to credit reporting firm TransUnion. In the process, they're helping transform the way that a large swath of the country assesses debt. And they have done so without attracting the kind of public and regulatory backlash that hounded the payday loan. Just like the payday loan industry flourished during the last recession / depression, now predatory lending is flourishing during this present era. Unfortunately, as the everything bubble bursts, times are going to be very tough for all of us during the years ahead. He didn't say the hours ahead, the years ahead. I think that Michael Pinto of Pinto Portfolio Strategy summed things up very well when he made the following statements during a recent interview, and I heard an interview too. And quote, when this thing implodes, we are all screwed. On a global scale, we have never before created such a magnificent bubble. These central bankers are clueless, and they have proven that beyond a doubt. All they can do is try to keep the bubble going. Now, let's go back to something he said. When this thing implodes, we are all screwed. So he is fearful of what he sees coming, right? And if he is a financial analyst and an investor, surely he's not the only one thinking that way. And surely he has contacts and connections that feel the same way, right? And I'm sure they talk to each other about what they see happening. So the fear that he has expressed openly in this interview, I think it was on USA Watchdog, is a fear that his colleagues and those like him see and fear also. They see it coming. Is that not right? See, what I try to do to you is walk these things in steps so that you can understand. So they see something and they fear something, something so magnificent that it has them terrified. And it will not just be on an American level. It will be on a global scale. Why? Because we are watching a world, an entire financial, economic world being destroyed. The ideas of Yaqub and the people of Yaqub are being destroyed, and they are fearful of what they see coming. What did Elijah Muhammad say? Chapter 46. The great day. The terrible days of God. That's the chapter. The great days. They're great for the believers. And they're great in the magnitude of what is to take place. But they shall also be terrible days of God, because they will be terrible, weighing heavy on those who have exploited the people and the masses and have made war and stolen and robbed. These will be terrible days for them. Because God is now setting judgment and justice in the earth. So we go further and we say this. We read this. Remember this as I read this quote from him. We go back to Michael Pinto's quote. When this thing implodes, we are all screwed. On a global scale, we have never before created such a magnificent bubble. These central bankers are clueless, and they have proven that beyond a doubt, all they can do is try to keep the bubble going. I hear my son is the one that got severely burned, and I think he's trying to come in. So if you hear noise, that's him, and I have to make way for him. I was hoping that he would stay asleep a little bit more. I might have to give up and give him his medicine or whatever like that short, so I may have to cut it short if he comes in, okay? I just want y'all to know I got to take care of my family. Family has to come first. But listen to what Elijah Muhammad says concerning this. We must not forget how we are warned by prophecy for 100 years and for 1,000 years that an end must come to his world. Whose world? The world of Yaqub. The rulers of this world must be removed, and the crown must be taken off and placed upon another head, and they will rule in justice and righteousness. So what we're seeing taking place is the removal of injustice and unrighteousness. And for the old world to be removed, right, these economic bombs, these political bombs, these geopolitical bombs must be detonated simultaneously to weaken the foundation of this world. And those who are privy to the power and the wealth of this world now see that, and they are frightened to death of what they see, Muhammad says. The people of this world have now become so wicked and so fearful of the consequences of their own rule until the almost thoughtless vision is gone and fearfulness has taken hold of the people. What did he say? When this thing implodes, we're all screwed. And he tell you it's going to be on a global level. Then Elijah Muhammad says, their head is going to and fro to the nations of the earth to find a way of peace between the heads of the nations. A great time, a troublesome time, a terrible time. The hearts of the people all begin to weaken and to fail because of what is going on and what they see is coming. What did Mr. Pinto say? When this thing implodes, we are all screwed. He goes further after that quote. He says, we should give the central bankers credit for keeping the bubble going for as long as it has. It should have never lasted this long, but thanks to unprecedented intervention, they have been able to keep it alive. But no financial bubble lasts forever, and now things have started to shift in a major way. 2020 is rapidly approaching, and the time of the perfect, in quotes now, and the time of the perfect storm is now upon us. I encourage you to do what you need to do to weather the coming economic storm, because it is going to be unpleasant. This is him. And he gives you a time frame. He's talking about 2020. What do we say to you? 60 to not exceed 70-year grace period. It could happen anytime within this time up to 2025, where you're going to see the devastation economically of America. The political devastation of America. All of this you will see. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Son, I'll be with you in a minute, okay? Go up there. I'll be in there in a second. Brother Rashid, I'm about to bring you in, so I want you to have word if they allow me to. I'm clicking. Hopefully, one, let's see, it's saying not responding, virus threat, whatever. Hold on, Brother Rashid, hold your tongue. Hopefully, we can get past this, and you can. There we go. We overcame this. Brother Rashid, I say unto you, my brother. Here we go. As-salamu alaykum. Can you hear me? Hold on 1 second, brother. It's going to let you through in 1 second. I believe it is, anyhow. The phone for Brother Rashid is not even showing anymore. Oh, man, this devil is something, right? He took the phone off, the microphone off the dashboard, the switchboard. How in the world did he do that? Rashid, hold your horses. Maybe they'll click the microphone back on. What in the world? Now, this is the new brothers and sisters who are listening to the show. I have never seen them pick
microphone. We got the bottom down there. Now we need the top.
There you go, brother. I hear you, brother. I hear you. Go ahead, my brother.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, brother. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Brother.
Go ahead.
Brother, you know, I was thinking that that you was talking about the devil going down with all of this stuff, man. You know, he needs somebody to come and he need a messenger of God to come help him out of these troubles, brother. With the man you said, all he had to do is submit and give the black man a couple of states and let him go and stop tricking him and deceiving him, trying to make a basketball star, a football star, or running a baseball, and he'd be great.
That's right.
But then again, like the man you said, that's not his nature to do any righteousness with you. He just can't help himself. With the man you said, he would stop fighting all of his outside enemies. To focus on you, brother. Now you know that's a man that hates your guts. They just had the vote to impeach Donald Trump. Man, they don't need to impeach Donald Trump. This guy need to be around forever.
Yeah.
Me and a couple of brothers think about having a fundraiser for him. Need to have a big old sign. Yay, Donald Trump. Yay, Trump.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
But you know, brother, while you're talking on that line right there, I got to interject. Our people are so, if you look on all of these social media threads and stuff, they are so, their mind is so democratic or so on the line. I'm talking about so-called enlightened ones are so on the line that they don't understand that Trump, like that man said, Trump was put here by a God. He was put here for a specific reason, and that's to help bring down America. He don't know it. Sometimes you don't know the purpose that you put there for. Sometimes it comes with time. Some of you thought Wallace was put here to lead the nation, but Wallace was here to manifest the haters of the nation, the hypocrites of the nation. The same thing, Trump's policies are detrimental to his republic. You should want that to happen. Because that when the brother Rashid said, we're thinking about having a fundraiser, he's making a pun, but at the same time, he's trying to tell you that you should want Trump to do what he's doing, because the more he's doing that, the quicker and the faster he's bringing down the American empire. And he's exposing America, who America really is. Go ahead, brother.
We've been in hell for 464 years. Don't you think it's time to get out of jail? it's incredible how anybody wants to be a slave to America forever. And he is hated around the world. Everybody hates America, except the so-called American Negro. Like, you can run around stealing. I was thinking about what you was talking about, that payday loan. Brother, loan sharks don't even charge 100% interest.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
A criminal organization, which they say Donald Trump, you know, that's where he come from. A criminal organization, that's all they know how to do.
What that is, brother, in layman's terms, they are parasites. That's what parasites do. They feast off the life of others. That's what, don't parasites use your life's blood so that they can live? This is what they are doing. This is what you see these payday loans and all these other places doing. They are feasting off your miseries. They're parasitic.
You right about that, brother. 100% interest. You borrow $500, you got to get them $1,000 back. And like you said, he's a criminal organization, right?
That's right.
He's known that throughout the world. He's going to go and steal somebody else's stuff. And then the rest of the white man, what do you say, he makes evil fast semen? He's going to give Syria and Assad. They can't take the oil. But it's dead. I don't care about that. We want it, and if we want it, that means we should be able to take anything we want.
Yeah.
That's how he stole America, didn't he?
Yeah.
Stole South America, stole North America, stole the Philippines. Everywhere he goes, he steals. But
and
then again, that is a white man, right?
Yeah. Taking especially this American devil.
That's right, boy. He puts stealing to new heights, don't he? He want to steal everything around on the planet. How dare you talk about protecting your own land. If anybody say anything about protecting themselves, we'll, what the mayor say, then tell people to accept my terms of peace or else I'll kill you. But ain't that the white man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's real easy for us to see, but for the so-called American Negro who cannot see anything, and then he run around calling himself an American. Who in his right mind want to be an American when to be an American doesn't mean you a thief, a liar, robber, murderer, and everything the Bible talks against?
Yep.
You know,
brother, I was listening to someone. They were talking about the situation, you know, with Iran. And they were talking about the French and the Europeans. They say, well, Iran needs to come back to the agreement. And I'm listening to it. And I'm like, it was not Iran that pulled out of the agreement. It was America that did. But they want to put all the pressure on Iran because Iran says, look, we're not going to be the only ones in the agreement. What is an agreement? Agreement is when two people decide and acknowledge that they will obey a certain things and they agree or they come to an understanding on something. Well, if one pulls out, it's no longer an agreement.
Brother, when has America ever lived up to any agreement? In 200 and whatever odd years of its history, he has never lived up to any agreement.
No.
As a matter of fact, it's something. It should be. It's something wrong with you for accepting, for thinking that she can be. And what is what's the name of Putin say? She's not. She non-agreeable. You can't. You can't agree. She cannot come to any agreement that she can stick to.
Isn't that what the messenger said?
Why have any agreement with him, huh?
Isn't that what the messenger said?
Yeah.
The messenger said she would. You cannot come to any agreement and she will stick to it. Because it's not in her nature.
Well, just ask the American Indian how many agreements he made with the white man and how many did the white man stick to. Not a one. Not a one. But then again, like the man say that, that's their very nature. If they was not liars, thieves, robbers, and murderers, if they didn't do all of that, then they couldn't deceive the nations of the planet Earth. So like the man say, you don't think bad of them for that because that's their nature. And that's the crux in with the so-called American Negro. He refused to accept that which is right in front of his eyes. The men say he's a murderer. How did he get all of this great wealth that he has? He murdered somebody. Right?
Yep.
So why get me and the brothers had a deal on one of the brothers sent an article where it said that back in the 50s, how to sell to the so-called American Negro. And they got a whole bunch of things of what you do. But the main thing you need to do is not be a black man yourself. Then you can sell to them. If you got any black man on there, then the first thing the cat goes, I don't want to buy from him. But that just shows you that he is who the scripture says. He is the man that's been robbed of everything. He's been robbed so thoroughly that he thinks himself one of the little slave masters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to be one of the slave masters, then you got to go down with the slave master. The slave master
That's right.
is getting punished for his evil. You get the so-called American Negro running around hollering about he's an American. He's a fool. Who in the world wants to be an American? Who in his right mind want to be a liar, a thief, a murderer? All over the nations of the earth, he's stealing somebody else's food. I mean, stealing, they're going to steal their land and going to steal their oil. But you don't see the white man of America saying it. Well, that's wrong. Where the Christian at? Huh? That's wrong. The Christianity, Bible say you ain't supposed to steal, right?
That's right.
How many white men on America are on the television saying it's wrong to steal their oil over there in Syria? Very few. Most of them saying, yeah.
Hey, as a matter of fact, the evangelicals are telling Trump to do what he's doing, right?
Like they said, if they get rid of Trump, then they got Pence at work. Pence really want to bring down it. If it's left up to Pence, he'd bring down the end times tomorrow. Start the nuclear war tomorrow.
Yeah,
brother, it is incredible. How hip the so-called American black man of America is. He can't see anything. But with Elijah Muhammad's wisdom, you got everybody. We constantly talk. We see what's going on. Even the people over the so-called people of the East, the wisest people on the planet, let the Belalians say, we see that they're shortcomings. If you let the white man of America in anywhere, he going to start trouble.
Yep. He's proven it everywhere.
He cannot agree, and there's no treaty or agreement that you can do with it. So then why you are supposed to shun him? That's what the scriptures say. Shun him, run him from around you. If not, he'll kill you and your babies and everybody. He'll take like what he did 6,000 years ago in Arabia. He turned heaven upside down. When they talk about the heaven, in the beginning of Adam and Eve, the men said that was the government of Arabia.
That's right.
Before the sand and all that stuff was put there. Before the sand was put in the Sahara Desert and all of that. This few group of, few group of white people that came from off the island of Patmos went back into Arabia and had the whole civilization turned upside down. Had black men fighting and killing one another. He is treacherous, and you got to shun him. You got to get him and his religion away from your society. If not, you are doomed. And even most of those people over in the East, most of those people are white people. And you see how the white man of America manipulates and makes fools out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Come back to the nuclear agreement. Hell, Iran ain't never bombed nobody. What is it? Iran ain't attacked nobody in 300 years. America attacking somebody every other week. But
every day.
One now. Huh?
Every day she's attacking somebody. You know, they did an estimate of how many nations. They couldn't come to an end. Listen to this. This shows you how wicked she is. Her, Pentagon, the interdepartment of the Pentagon, could not even come to an agreement to how many nations America is actually with inside of, whether it's 150 or 180. They couldn't even come to an agreement if America was in 150 or 180 countries. That lets you know how many, brothers and sisters, there ain't number 200-some countries on the planet. Some people say 190-some. Some people get a little small, balkanized country. So they say 205, 215, something like that. America is in between 150 and 180 countries, and you wondering where all of the crises are starting, where all of the insurrections are starting, why they're rioting, why people are trying to overthrow their government to reclaim what's theirs. Do you want, why there's all this fighting and all of this terror going on? If you remove the terrorist state, then there is no terror to be had. Everywhere, notice everywhere she goes, destruction, disillusionment, terror, and death follows. And mind you, remember what she said? She said she was only in South Korea to defend Korea against those communist North Koreans. She's been there for a long time. She was only in Japan. We will only stay as long as needed to reestablish Japan as a viable nation. She's been there since World War II. Everywhere she goes, I remember this. Remember Obama when they went into Syria illegally? Oh, we won't be there. First he said, we're not going into there. The next thing you know, we're only going to put a contingent of 200 troops there. They will be out within weeks. Then it went, we'll be there for a few months. Then it went, well, we'll be there as long as it's needed to fight terrorists. And then now you got Trump. Well, we're just going to stay on the oil. You cannot, once you get her in, like the message say, you have to fight like hell to get her out of it.
That's right. Once she comes in a place, she never leaves. what you were saying before about what she, where she goes to a place, the evils that she, well, doesn't that remind you of a scripture in the Bible about the pale rider?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hell and death followed wherever he went.
Yep.
Rider rode up on a horse with what the name of it was pestilence, and the horse rider was pestilence, and the rider was death, and hell followed close behind wherever she went. Ain't that America?
All day, every day.
On a massive scale, a global scale, wherever she goes, hell and death follow. Name me anywhere she went that she didn't ain't caused any trouble. You know, she brought when she brings democracy, my God, the country is torn to pieces. When America came with her democracy, the people should run. that's the first thing they should do: get up and take flight. She coming
but
with
isn't she doing what?
Lodging a cab, everything.
That's what Scripture said, you know. What did Lucifer say? He wanted him a kingdom. He would make a kingdom like unto, he would be like unto the Most High, and he wanted fashion everything in his likeness. And that's why. Well, we can't have this. How can you determine what other people should need or want or the kind of government and the makeup of their country? Just because it's suitable for you does not mean it's suitable for me. But they want to go and remake the entire globe after them, just like the scriptures say they wanted to.
That's Sages 866, where the menu says that forcing your way on other people, that's your death.
That's
and
right.
That's what he does. You know, he gonna democratize somebody. With the menu, Donald B. Elijah Muhammad teaches us democracy means demon rule. The ruler
is
demon. Who in the hell want to be up under something like that? Will you take some simple-minded sap that can barely pick his nose and tell him that he got to be make a decision who should be the leader? What a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, the average moron, old Joe Lunchbucket, that can't see and don't know anything. Yeah, what do you think about something, Joe Lunchbucket? Who cares what a fool thinks? But that's his rule. is to manipulate weak-minded people.
And if he says that this leader is a tyrant, and they stop referring to the government as a government and start referring to him as regime, even if the leader holds, now remember that Assad won the election with about 70 or 80%, and it was verified by the Carter Foundation, President Carter International Democracy Foundation. Remember that? And then Obama and them threw the results out the window because they didn't
Wait a minute. Take that can off. That's a wrong can. The next.
Oh, the brothers at work at the shipping line. So,
brother, let me go. Let me go, brother. Go on, have a shelf. Salam alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum salam. So, brothers and sisters, remember all that? That they just discard when it does not suit their policies, they discard. Do you know these people are bringing about hell everywhere they go? I remember Duterte, the president of the Philippines, right? He talked about it. He said America is the root cause of all of the globe's trouble. This is what he said. And he called them devilish in actions. So I'm asking you this. If he's saying that, and then the Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran calls America the great Satan and the devil or the serpent, and then now you're starting to hear South American leaders call them. I remember Hugo Chavez stood at the U.N., after the president of the United States had spoken and he came up, he sniffed around, and I believe this sealed his death right here. He sniffed around, and he looked at the constituents, the world leaders, and he said, he smelled, brimstone or something like that. And every nation in the world laughed at America out there. And from that point on, America was hell-bent to kill him because he embarrassed them. The nations mocked America at the UN. And then all of a sudden, Hugo Chavez and all of these leaders like Ferdinand of Argentina and the other nations started either getting overthrown or coming down with cancer. All of the leaders who supported Hugo Chavez either started getting overthrown through color revolutions or through cancer. Isn't that something? And Hugo Chavez on his deathbed said America gave him cancer, on his deathbed. And you know who that American was? Some of his closest colleagues said that when Obama shook his hand, he believed that Obama had something in it. I remember reading one of the closest colleagues listening to one of the audios of one of Hugo Chavez's closest colleagues, and he said he believed that it was a CIA operation, and when Obama shook Hugo Chavez's hand, he injected him with something like cancer. Now, it could be a conspiracy, but it's no coincidence that all of the people who had hooked up with Hugo Chavez either were overthrown through a color revolution, and all of them came down with cancer. And as a matter of fact, I believe it was Cristina Ferdinand who openly said that America was given, it was one of those leaders, but I'm believing it was Cristina Ferdinand, who's now back in the office, but she's not the president anymore, but she is now the vice president-elect of Argentina now. So these things are to prove to you that America is wicked as hell. There's no way you can justify her wickedness. There's no way. No way on the planet you can justify the wickedness of America, the shedding of blood. How can you justify her going thousands of miles away, waging war, talking about, that's to fight terror over there, that's to keep it from coming here? Well, what about the people over there that don't want you over there? And all other people saying, go home. Go home. We don't want you here. Why aren't you saying anything about this? Why are you still in love with this devil? I'm asking you. Gird thy loins this day. I demand it of thee. This is the God talking. So black man and black woman, you're going to have to stand up. You're going to have to be heard. There's no excuses at all. And you know, I'm thankful to Allah that we got through the whole show, even with all of these distractions and roadblocks. And even as my son who suffered severe burns, we had to take him to the burn center. he's up now, and I have to rub him down or whatever like that. So, y'all send y'all prayers out to my boy, my baby boy. This is my baby boy, my shadow, as my mama say, my Velcro. My mom say, this is my Velcro, Kadeem Muhammad. Because everywhere I go, or every move I make, he's right up under me, you know. So I want you all to offer my baby boy, 5 years old, offer him prayers. I love you all. We're going to do this show.